Thank you, Fernando. So one thing that we've done at the COPD Foundation since the onset of COVID-19 in the United States, so we did surveys to our patient and caregiver community as well as our clinician community. But these are the results here of a survey that we conducted in May, our first patient and caregiver survey. It was a global one. It was in March, the second one in May, and the third one, which focused on telehealth, in September. And this is survey two. And one thing that came up both in survey one and survey two is a great concern among our community of how to pick the right face covering or the face mask, because all of us who are wearing face masks know how difficult it is to walk around with a face mask. Imagine not being able to breathe and then having to wear a face mask. So this is an area that certainly we had to focus on a lot. The second one was exercise facility have been closed. We used natural language processing to assess what patients are talking about, what they're worried about, the lack of access to guided physical therapy, to pulmonary rehabilitation, to exercising at home is an issue that keeps coming up and continues to come up for patients. And then there are other programs, like even getting your oxygen tanks delivered at home. It's great. They're delivered on the front porch, but cannot carry the tanks inside because you can't lift them.